Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 386. Top of the day to you, Steph.
Hello, hello.
I was going to say Tox. And then I thought I like to mix it up, you know, do about half and half, but I don't actually know what I say more of.
I don't know.
Eddie says hi.
Hi, Eds.
He's a lad. He's been hanging out with Chester. A couple of blokes being blokes.
Yeah. Boy cats.
Yeah, just doing those wrestles, you know, like it's the equivalent of a guy at a pub putting their arm around their mate's shoulder.
And putting him in a headlock and
rubbing
their knuckles on their head.
Exactly what he was doing.
Hey,
you mean
the ginge cat and the black cat nurses of both of them. I feel like it kind of equals out. So they've just become simple.
Both of them are slightly confused the whole time.
Just a plain line, straight line. No embellishments.
No thoughts. Embellishments. That's right. We just do this, right? They don't even check to see if that's
do
right.
This and then just stare at
each other. We just do this.
And then just sit near each other for a while.
They were asleep for hours today together. Blokes got to be blokes.
What's that? Remember that Friends episode?
Yes.
Where Joey and Ross had naps together.
Yes, that's what they were doing. Oh, that's so funny. Because we've watched a Tina Fey thing.
Yeah.
I've got a Tina Fey quiz.
Oh, I am doing that.
Yes, you will have to. Very serious. And now that we are important, serious book readers.
Yes.
Not reviewers, just people who read books.
Would you like to know the really, really serious book that I am reading right now? Harry Potter.
But you've read it before. Like,
I've read it before, like probably a good 20 years ago. And I am reading it, a reread for research sake.
Yes.
So it's not like I've gone,
What of all of the books that I haven't read yet should I read?
I will
read this one again.
I will go to Harry Potter. It's clearly like the writing of it, like it's good. It's a good story, but it is for a younger demographic.
Yeah. But at the time, adults were reading it as well.
Yeah, everybody was getting into it.
Now I feel like it's adults who have read it before who loved it when they were growing up. They're the adults that are reading it now. I don't think there are adults now that are like, I've never read Harry Potter.
That.
Let's get into it.
Unless they're now doing it with their kids and using their kids as an excuse.
Yep, yep. Actually, that's highly likely. Yeah. We have watched a couple of things each. One we've both watched.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to talk about it because it's got Tina Fey in it. But we can't do that until we get through the news.
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
Okay. Do you want the book news or do you want the, like, the movies and TV show news?
Book.
Okay, book news. Been looking at Reese Witherspoon's book suggestions for the year. She has one a month.
Yeah.
I haven't read any of them. I don't know any of them.
Really?
Do you?
But, I mean, give it 2 years, you will, because she'll have award-winning TV series. Yeah.
Do you think that Reese and Oprah are competitive?
Yes.
Just in general, but about their books?
Yeah. Who do you think's winning?
I think maybe Reese. Now.
Reese, 100%.
Yeah.
She's got the new gen.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. So these are just some books, one a month. We're up to May now. We'll just put them on our TBR. No, TBH. TBR. TBR.
What's
TBH? TBH is to be honest. TBR, to be read. Far out.
TBH.
TBH.
TBR.
TBH, this is my TBR. The Three Lives of Kate Kaye by Kate Fagan.
Oh, my gosh. Is it a self book?
I don't know. No, I don't think so, because it deals with Mary Ann Callahan. So I don't know who these Kates are. A woman who spent her life hiding, now with her past catching up to her. So she's obviously changed her name to Kate. Mm-hmm. And her future hanging in the balance. It's now time to tell the truth. Can the world forgive the lies behind their favorite story? So she plays a novel writer. Just a writer.
Novelist?
I don't know. Thank you. What was novel writer? Far out. This one looked good. I think I would want to read this one. I think it's called Isola. Isola, so like an island.
Oh.
By Allegra Goodman. See what you think. It's set in the 16th century, France, and inspired by a true story. It's about a woman who, like, she's a noble woman and is used to all the finest things in life. And then she's forced to follow her guardian across the ocean to the new world. And I'm guessing French, maybe she's going to Canada.
Mm.
That's my guess. But then a forbidden love blossoms. Oh. And when it's discovered, her and her lover are cast out, abandoned, on a frozen island with nothing but each other, and as the cold closes in, so does a fierce will to survive and a deeper understanding of love, faith, and freedom. I like the whole on an island, sort yourself out.
Do you? I'm not feeling that.
You're not?
I don't love historical fiction.
Okay.
But I think I'll go Kate about
okay,
that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Broken Country by Claire Leslie Hall? When Beth's old flame, Gabriel, returns to their tight-knit village, only to put on trial for murder, this is more you, her carefully built life begins to crack. She's married, she's got a kid.
Oh, yeah, I'm reading this
one. It's like a predictable life, and then suddenly this is absolute chaos comes along with the guy that's potentially murdered someone.
I mean, the way it's written, it could almost be a Hallmark movie.
Oh. It can't.
Not the Christmas one.
No, but you can have a murder part like outside of Christmas, right?
I mean, the courts don't close, do they?
Yeah, but Hallmark Christmas movies do not have murder mysteries, is what I'm saying.
Hallmark, it's a whole new avenue for you.
Mm. People love Christmas, people love murder mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This one's called All That Life Can Afford by Emily Everett. After escaping her small town struggles for London and landing a tutoring job with an ultra wealthy family, Anna is suddenly living the life.
I read about this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's yachts, parties, designer clothes.
Yes.
But pretending to belong in this world comes at a cost.
Do you have a picture of it?
Yes. It's a cool cover. It's like,
oh,
it's got the map of London.
I recognize the synopsis.
But remember, there's often different covers depending
on
what part of the world.
That's true.
Emily Henry has made it onto Reese's book list.
Well, of course she has.
Great
She's
Big
everywhere.
Beautiful Life. I mean, do I need to read the synopsis?
Nah.
This is going to be a romance, right?
Yeah, everyone will read it.
They're on a sun-soaked island. People fall in love. Okay.
Done.
And that's it. Those are the books. So
cool.
I
we'll
reckon
busy.
I would like to read the one that you don't want to read.
Yep.
And I think I'm kind of intrigued about the All That Life Can Afford one, the one that goes to London.
Mm.
That one sounded good.
Yeah, I agree.
But you seemed a bit keener on
the last one.
The last one, and also the Broken Country one about the small town, the guy comes back.
Yeah, I'm interested. Mm.
Okay. All right. Pop that on our list of things to read, I guess. Our TBRs. So long.
Fourth.
Dev Patel, very, very famous actor. I reckon if he says, I want to do a movie where I drink a glass of water and make the thirst-quenching sound at the end like Steph is about to do, someone will fund that. Someone will be like, yep, get on board. So he's written a new movie. He wants to direct it. He wants to star in it too. It's a revenge action thriller called The Peasant. And apparently it's kind of, this is how it's been described, a cross between Braveheart, John Wick, and King Arthur. Because it combines like all the medieval knights, but it's going to be set in feudal India in the 1300s. And it's about a shepherd who embarks on a rage-fueled rampage, is the Braveheart bit, I guess, against a group of mercenary knights who ransack his community, revealing himself to be more than he seems.
Oof.
The John Wick bit, I'm guessing, is lots of action fight scenes.
Yeah. That's where the money's going.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Finally, Suits LA has been cancelled by NBC after one season.
Yeah, it never got the buzz.
It didn't really. But did Suits at the time get the buzz? Because I feel like at least here in Australia, Suits got the buzz several seasons in once we got Netflix here in Australia, and it was one of the series that had several seasons, and people were like, oh, I can watch four seasons of this. And
yeah, but I also think
you knew about it, did you?
No, not so much. I didn't know about it, and it definitely wasn't the Meghan Markle
aspect either.
Well, you didn't know her then.
I didn't know her. I think it was, yeah, there's a couple of seasons. Netflix were really advertising it, but the first season was good that made you go.
So it wasn't just the hype. You were actually swept up in the story.
It had a pace to it.
Yeah, and maybe this one didn't because apparently the premiere did okay, but then the audiences kind of dropped from week to week.
Okay.
And they did have some of the original cast in there.
Maybe it was more standalone, like a case for each episode, which people do drop off with.
Yeah.
Whereas Suits itself, yeah, it would have different cases, but there was this underlying power shift of who was on the partner board. And I think that was what was really driving it.
More ensemble than the actual week to week.
Yeah, the ensemble story was stronger than the week to week.
Which I guess sets it aside from things like Law and Order or like any of those kind of courtroom dramas.
Definitely.
Tina Fey quiz coming up later.
Oh, my gosh.
It's one that I've done with another actor and I thought, oh, we've got to do it with Tina.
Okay.
Because I was more just interested to see where it's landed.
Okay.
But.
I am worried that it's been a long, long time since I read the book / listened to the audiobook. I can't remember.
What was it called? Bossy Feet? No.
Bossy Pants.
That was what it was. That's been a long time for
me. The audiobook
as well.
Is her.
Yeah, it's her.
That's why you need to.
It was kind of like, oh, which Kitty Flanagan book was it? The one where she's got all the rules, like 371 rules. I have it, but I also listened to it on audiobook and it was brilliant because she delivers it like she's up on stage. And Tina Fey with the – I still remember driving out in middle of nowhere in the country roads in New South Wales. And she was talking about that cruise.
Yeah.
With the Mayday.
Yeah.
Still remember that.
I was in Thailand when I listened to
it. Oh, yeah, cool. I would listen to that again.
Yeah, totally.
There's an Amy Poehler one that I keep getting tempted as well.
Yeah,
that'd
be
good. Is
there
a Molly Shannon one?
I don't know.
Okay.
Surely.
Is she funny though? Like, I mean, obviously she's funny.
I don't know.
Because when I think of Molly Shannon, I think of her characters.
True. True.
If she's going to deliver it not in that awkward character, you know, the one, what's her name? Mary, I think? Yeah. The school. Was she a school kid or was she just kind of acting
the one
a bit
that like palms kept getting sweaty?
So she put them on, he put her hands underneath her sweater and then she sniffed them.
Oh.
Do you remember?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Tina is coming up for us very soon. First, I want to get into some watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
We've been talking about Tina Fey, our best friend Tina. Why don't we talk about this series on Netflix called Four Seasons? It also has Will Forte. Was it Forte? I think it's Forte, right?
Yeah.
Phil Forte. Phil, I've changed his name. Will Forte, Steve Carell.
Yes.
And the lady from Reno 911.
Kerry Kenny.
Being semi-serious, like way more serious than Reno 911.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And as I started watching it, I was like, there's something about this. I can't remember. There's something about this. And then I looked at it, I was like, that's right. It is the series remake adaptation of the Alan Alda film Four Seasons from the early 80s, which I remember watching not in the early 80s, but it was on TV, you know, like one afternoon, probably in the late 90s. And I was like, oh, this is a good movie.
How good was it that he was in it?
Yes, it was so good.
And it was a little bit more than just a cameo. Yeah.
Yes, it was. And I was it reminded me how much he used to be in stuff that we really liked watching.
Yeah.
Haven't seen him for ages. I mean, I would imagine that I think he's got health issues, but I think also he's retired because he doesn't need to work anymore.
Exactly.
But it was just lovely seeing his smiley face when they opened the door.
Yeah. So it's about three suburban couples who met in college.
Most of them.
Yeah. And they go on what it feels like a yearly vacation.
Yeah, once a year they go together. to a different holiday location. But the first one you see, they go to one of the couple's homes, yes. which is this beautiful house.
On a lake.
On a lake, lots of grounds.
Like they've got some money.
Oh,
just a little bit of money.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And while they're on this vacation, one of the men says, after this weekend, I'm asking for a divorce. And it was like,
they were like, what? No, what? You can't break us up.
We're the three amazing couples. Like, right. We've got this thing down pat.
Yeah, they didn't want it to happen.
And so there are some really comical, hilarious parts that you expect with Steve Carell and Tina Fey and Will Forte. But then there's some really kind of heavy topics that they do in a way that doesn't necessarily feel overbearing or heavy.
Mm.
I know there's a lot of mixed reviews, and I actually think the mixed reviews come down to generational, because I've seen people saying, I was expecting this to be amazing and I just couldn't make it past one episode. And then people who of a different, I want to say vintage, but I don't mean that in a discriminatory way, but a different vintage going, I feel seen, I feel heard. Yeah. Like I binged it in one weekend.
Yeah, it's very bingeable,
I think. It's light. And
oh,
it's...
forgot to say, Coleman Domingo is in it, and he's amazing. You saying light, it's amazing watching him in something that is lighter, because when I think about him, I think about Fear the Walking Dead. I think about, that series I watched. Was it late last year? I can't even remember. It was on Netflix. I can't remember the name of it right now, but he was framed for a murder and he was a news anchor. He was a reporter on CNN. He had to go like hide, but also try and find his. So like really heavy kind of stuff. Yeah. And then to see him in this, he's brilliant.
Like his first scene in this was hilarious. Like I was killing myself
You're
laughing.
Like, great. Now
with
I know.
Him just walking out the door and down the stairs to the car, and I'm like, oh, I need more of this.
Because I'm pretty sure if the times that Tina Fey said, I think he was like 3 hours late. Yes. So good. I also think that I enjoyed it because I could feel that same vibe. Mm. That was in the movie, the original movie, and to see it being made, 40 years later, clever. And it still has that.
Really clever.
I think it's really cool. Now, Will Forte, I'm pretty sure, is playing the Alan Alda character.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. But it was good the ends of the episode left you going,
oh, I need to watch the next one. Yeah, like, I have to watch the next one.
You got me. Like, I'm
I have
here.
To watch it. Yeah. My hands are tied. I just have to. I really liked it. And I'm so disappointed that it's getting mixed reviews. They losers.
Youngins. Get rid of them. Tell them to go back to Harry Potter.
Reread Harry Potter
again.
They're
the wrong generation, because it's probably our generation who did read Harry Potter.
Guys, just go on TikTok.
Yeah, go on TikTok.
Learn the new dance.
Yeah.
Okay. What else have you watched?
I watched a film from 2018, so not new, but the reason why I watched it is because the follow-up film to it, I just really needed to say it.
And did you watch it in Canberra? And did you go to the toilet whilst you were there?
Yeah. The follow-up film has just recently premiered. So the movie is A Simple Favor, and it's a dark comedy. I don't know. The comedy's a little bit thin. Psychological thriller, and it's a bit odd. I will say it to you, but
who's in it?
Intriguing. It stars Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick. Anna Kendrick, you know, from Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
Now, I actually think the reason why I watch this is because I can't figure out Blake Lively. And I know she's almost on the We Hate You list of Hollywood at the moment because of all the things that she's doing.
Mm.
And I just can't figure it out.
I can't
figure
out.
Is she good at acting or is she not?
Oh, really?
Is she really a mean girl?
Was she Gossip Girl?
She was Gossip Girl. Now, I did watch her in that one, the whole lawsuit's about It Ends With Us or something. And I have to say, I did think she was quite good in that one.
This one's before it.
This one's way before it. This is 2018,
yeah.
So it's about a young mother, single mother, Stephanie, who
with a daughter.
Yeah. Okay. Or a son. With a son. Who has a parenting vlog, uh-huh. and that's really what she does. And she's prima proper, cookie cutter, tries to do everything right, enjoys parenting, you know, cooks from scratch, like all of that sort of stuff. Mm. And there is a mum at school who is the absolute opposite, and that's played right. by Blake Lively. And this woman, you know, pulls up late to school pickup in a Porsche, dressed to the nines in a really androgynous tailor-made suit, you know, designer heels. You would, you know, in the rain. And, like, all of these scenes are definitely meant to be the comical part of it.
Yeah,
but
right.
It makes you go, what is going on? Anyway, they become unlikely fast friends in a way that never quite felt genuine. It felt like one was using the other, or they were just trying to test the boundaries.
Okay.
Bit odd. And then one of them goes missing.
Ah.
And one puts it out on her vlog, so it's all being tracked along there. Now, what was getting me the whole way through is that the title is A Simple Favour, and I was like,
when's the favour about to happen?
Where is this favour happening? Who's asking the favour? Is it part to do with her missing? Is it part to do with this, that, da, da, da? So it definitely kept me hooked right to the very end, because I wanted to know what was going on. It didn't drag for me. I was never this is awful.
Well-paced.
But it just did, I don't know what, I think it is just a little bit lacking in comparison to the other psychological thrillers of the Gone Girls and the Harlan Coben novels and all of that.
Girl on a Train.
Yeah, if you're expecting that, you know, stellar list, it's just underneath. It's not quite there.
So is it almost like, well, if it was up on that level, I would have already watched it by now?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
I think so. And I can't put my finger on what made it not get to that level. Because it had twists and turns. It had everything that you'd possibly need for a mystery. But I don't know. Mm. I'd be interested to hear what other people think.
And you said that there's a sequel.
So there's a sequel called Another Simple Favour. So both are available on Amazon.
Okay.
And I'm going to watch the second one.
Oh, cool.
I am
all
going
right.
to watch
report,
it and see
back.
What happens, because I also can't understand from the ending.
Yeah.
How the two characters might be doing another story.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I sat down and watched the first two episodes of the second season of Poker Face. That's Natasha Lyonne and Rian Johnson. They're the two blokes and chicks and directors and writers behind it as well. The first episode, Rian Johnson directs and writes, and then the second one, Natasha Lyonne directs and writes.
Which happened in the first season.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And it was watching the first one, and then all of a sudden when you see Natasha Lyonne, you're like, oh, they got me again.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, you start watching these new characters and like, what's going on in this? Like, what's happening? And they're like, oh, that's right, she's in it.
She appears later on.
It. Like, it's always just a little bit longer than you think it's going to be.
Yeah. And it is star-studded.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the first episode has got Cynthia Erivo playing, I think, four characters. Yeah.
Cool.
Four characters talking to each other, interacting
with
Natasha.
With an accent. She's got an American accent.
She's got different accents. Yeah. In fact, one of the characters starts putting on an English accent and that made me laugh. But you know how Charlie, Natasha's character, she can tell when you're lying and she has bullshit.
Yeah.
So when one of them, whenever one of them, I should say, starts lying, she's like, bullshit, but she can't figure it out because she's like, but you're
that person.
You're that person.
Is it multiple personalities?
No, they're quadruplets.
Oh.
And not all is what it seems.
Oh, my gosh, I need.
It's really cool. It was that was my favorite episode of the two. The second episode has got Giancarlo Esposito and Katie Holmes.
Nice.
And they live, they're married. They live also in a, what do you call it? Like a funeral home.
Okay.
Because he's the bloke in charge. He puts on the funerals.
Undertaker.
Thank you so much. But there's also a film. They're filming, I think it's a movie, at this place.
Yeah.
And there's a murder in the film. So there's lots of people or crew everywhere. All through and everywhere. They're like in with the dead bodies and he's like, get out. it's really good. And Natasha's character, of course, is still on the run.
Oh my God, I love it.
At one point in time, this is the first episode. Her to be, like, yeah, you just see her like this. It's a montage of her running away. It's caught every 5 seconds. It's very funny. Really, really good. I'm really looking forward to finding out who the next lot of famous people are.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the fun, right? You're like, no, they didn't get that person, did they?
But again, not just who they are, but what is the next?
Yeah, what is going to happen?
Scenario.
And what's the overall arc of this season as well? Because the first season was had an overall storyline. So funny. So good. All right. You ready for this quiz?
Tina it up.
Tina Fey's characters' names. Do you remember we did this with Keanu? And I think it was
And everything was John.
Else. Everything's John or Jack.
Yeah.
Hilarious. So what characters
does
Tina usually end up?
No.
So I'm going to give you two names. One's real, one's false.
Quick aside, it was very hard for my brain in four seasons that Tina and Will, not Will Ferrell.
Steve. Yeah, same.
We're not married.
Same.
Because they were amazing in
Date Night.
Yeah. That I kept going, oh, they're not married. Like, they're not the married ones.
Oh, they're the
ones.
Wrong people.
Yeah.
And especially that first episode.
Yeah. And I was like, maybe they could have just switched. Should they have just switched?
Yeah, maybe.
I think either men could have done either character well.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know what name is hers in four seasons.
Okay, is it Kate or Kristen?
Oh, Kate. It's Kate.
Yes, it is Kate. Yeah. Well done. Well done. Thanks. Only Murders in the Building. Two names. You ready? Is it Cynthia Cunning? Did you just shake your head?
Yeah. Okay. Say the next one.
Okay. Or Cinder Canning.
Cinder Canning.
Yeah. I would not have remembered that name.
Didn't you?
Really.
Oh, look, I wouldn't have remembered
it
off the top of my head.
I think Tina Fey.
Yeah, that is problem. Very true. I just remember her in the podcast studio going.
Oh, yeah. I'm Cinder Canning.
Yeah.
Mean Girls, Mrs. Smith or Mrs. Norbury?
Norbury.
Yes.
Doing really well.
Baby Mama, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Kate or Kirsty?
Kate.
Yes.
Yes.
Date Night.
She's the new Keanu.
It's Kate. It's Kate. Date Night. Gina or Claire?
Claire.
Yes.
I'm really good. I'm so good at this.
Oh, my God.
Final
Maybe
one.
Maybe just stop. 30 Rock. Liz or Liz? Or Liz Lemon?
Three.
Three. Yes. Well done.
Liz or Liz?
She's gonna know us straight away.
Is it Liz or Kate?
Oh yeah, I should actually. I'm gonna have a look through the rest of her IMDb later tonight and just have a look at how many more Kates there are.
Yeah,
Tina's
Claire,
a Kate.
Claire's on par with Kate.
She's because Tina is a nickname of her middle name. Her first name, do you remember, is Elizabeth?
No, I forgot that.
Yeah,
Liz.
So she's a Liz.
Yeah, I get it.
Wait, I need to look at IMDb.
Have
Except
a look.
Can't spell.
You can't spell
it's
IMDb.
It's only four letters. No, Tina. All right.
All right.
Tima.
Tima.
Okay, here we go. Oh, the problem is that she's done so much, so there's a whole section of writer.
Yeah, I know. I had to
scroll to get to the actor. Okay. Kate. Tina. She must have played herself. She must have played herself. Miss Bizzle, somebody, I'm not opening it. Dr. Farah, someone. Miss Norbury. Adrian. It's weird spelling. Cinder. Rita.
Yep.
Vacuuming. Dot, dot, dot. Dolly. Parton. She's 22.
What?
Oh, it was a Disney animation.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. I watched that.
Again.
Yeah.
Martha. Sarah. Tammy. Tammy.
Martha, I think, is a good one.
Tina again. Diana, Andrea, Tina. Like, it's herself.
Yeah.
Kim, Kate, Tina. Look, I think Tina's winning.
So she's picked well.
Yeah. Wendy, Nadia with a Y.
Ooh. No, she doesn't look like a Nadia with a Y at all. No, I've got no time
Portia.
For that.
Absolutely
no.
not.
No.
Name her Kate.
Yeah, Kate.
She's in The Simpsons.
Really? Did she play Tina?
Mrs. Tina Cantwell. No, it's just Cantwell.
Oh, God, that's so funny.
Liz, Tina, Tina.
Okay. Kate. I think we've all learnt a little bit more about Tina Fey, and also that we have to all get the audio version of her book Bossy Pants now. Oh, and look at your Reese Witherspoon list.
Yeah.
Pick out one for, I don't know, your next book. I can't, though. I've got TBR. To read The Poppy Wars. It's been sitting on my bedside table for weeks.
Oh,
not
no,
really. Yeah,
so
weeks.
Sad.
I know.
I'm going backwards. And I've read the second book in the series, and I'm going to go back and read the first
okay.
one.
All right. That's not Harry Potter then.
No, it's no Scrublands.
Oh, yeah. I want to read Scrublands as well and then watch the show.
I've watched the show.
Stan?
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
on Stan.
Stan.
Okay. Chris Hammer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bloke, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And like Joe Nesbo.
On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
No worries, Tina.